WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
NBC is premiering a new primetime series tomorrow night that, even before its debut, has proven controversial enough for at least two network affiliates to refuse to televise it. The series is a new cartoon comedy called God, the Devil, and Bob, and TV critic David Bianculli has this preview.
There are three worthwhile things to look at when it comes to God, the Devil, and Bob, and I'm not talking about the title characters. First, there's the controversy about this new show. Second, there's the show itself. And third, there's a larger question of primetime animation, whether it's an idea whose time has come and gone. The controversy, to be blunt about it, doesn't mean much. One of the stations refusing to show the animated series is in Salt Lake City, which isn't exactly unexpected. Besides, the last time some local stations were concerned enough about program content to pull a network offering was back when ABC premiered NYPD Blue. If you remember, the media attention about the protests didn't exactly hurt that show. The difference this time is that God, the Devil, and Bob isn't that good a show. Basically, it's a modern cartoon update of Faust, with God and the Devil betting the fate of mankind on the value, or lack of it, of one randomly chosen representative of the human race. The show isn't bad. You can watch it without embarrassment and with a definite appreciation for its concept and casting. But it's no Simpsons. For that matter, it's no King of the Hill or Futurama. That's too bad, because the actors providing the voices are wonderful. French Stewart, who plays Harry on Third Rock from the Sun, and acts like a human cartoon anyway, is Bob. Alan Cumming, who won a well-deserved Tony Award as the sinister MC in Broadway's revival of Cabaret, is the Devil. And in the best casting coup of all, God, who looks like Jerry Garcia, is played by James Garner, who finally gets a starring role in a TV series that won't bang up his bad knees. Garner's droll delivery is perfect. Unfortunately, the script isn't. There's a difference between humor that's understated and humor that's not funny. God, the Devil, and Bob doesn't quite get the difference, so even the most promising scenes are drawn and written without any real inventiveness. Here's a scene where God meets the Devil at an auto show, engages in some small talk, then walks outside and is depressed by the urban decay he finds there.
How are things in hell?
How are things in hell? It's a festering pit of agony and despair. Oh, I put in a koi pond.
Good for you.
They all died.
You check your filter?
I did everything the guy told me. I can't keep fish.
Well, fish are hard. Get a parakeet. Nothing kills those things.
Yeah?
Oh, look at this.
Nice place you've created here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You're not going to come back at me with little Timmy Taylor who gave his sainted Nana his last kidney.
No. I've got to tell you. More and more these days.
What? You can tell me.
Sometimes I think about chucking the whole thing and starting over.
I can't tell you how glad I am to hear you say that. I know it was hard, but I think it's the first step.
Then there's the animation question. God, the Devil, and Bob stretches itself only rarely, and the closest it comes to being really clever is during a visit to a nightclub in hell. Tonight and every night, reads the sign at the front door, Guy Lombardo. And the only song played, over and over, is Auld Lang Syne. But we may soon be singing farewell to the primetime animation craze in general. The novelty is worn off, so the shows that are going to last are the shows that have the best characters, situations, and scripts. That means, even though it's been on the air 10 years, The Simpsons is safe. It also means, even though God, the Devil, and Bob is brand new, it probably won't be around for long.
David Bianculli is the TV critic for the New York Daily News. Country Music Hall of Famer Pee Wee King has died after suffering a heart attack. He was 86. King introduced electric instruments and saxophone to the Grand Ole Opry. He also co-wrote the songs You Belong to Me and The Tennessee Waltz. Let's hear one of his recordings of The Tennessee Waltz with King on accordion and the song's co-writer Red Stewart on vocals.
I was waltzing with my darling to to the Tennessee walls when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were waltzing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee walls. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Tennessee Waltz, co-written by Pee Wee King, who is featured on accordion. He's died at the age of 86.